Simplify your life today.
Weekend. Happy Flag Day. What's left of it for those of you who are on the right coast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Rolling in to another vacation week for many people. Kids out of school for the most part across the country. Ahmadinejad takes the election in Iran. Not everyone happy with the result or sure of the results. How did our government react? We'll talk about that. CIA Chief Leon Panetta believes the former VP, that would be Dick Cheney, might want the U.S. to be attacked. Do you think that? And it seems inevitable, but North Korea now warning of nuclear war. I know you're not shocked by that, right? Lakers winning the NBA championship. It's their 15th. The Penguins, yeah, I know, the young guns, beat the Wings for the Stanley Cup because, of course, we'll have sports shorts. We're going to shove somebody in the dungeon. We got a daily salute. We have an entrepreneur joining us on the show who's of some note, Mike Michalowicz. And when I say of some note, he was all over Donnie Deutsch's show a ton, a show that I used to watch when I was back in New York. He's the toilet paper entrepreneur. Isn't that a clever title? So we'll talk to him about what is the TP entrepreneur and how you can get started with very little. How often do I say on America Tonight, I think, you know what, it's all about stimulating your own economy. If you're waiting for someone to bail you out, it's a huge, huge mistake. Let's jump first to Iran and the elections. When I woke up this morning, I flipped on Meet the Press, caught Joe Biden. He was one of the guests, obviously, and he was talking about a couple of different things, including, of course, what happened in the election. Now, if you look at the quotes results that are being released from Tehran, they're saying that Ahmadinejad easily wins this with like 60% of the vote. However, some are claiming the deck was stacked. Hello, it's called Ayatollahs. Mm-hmm. So Vice President Joe Biden expressed his own doubts about the validity of the results, but of course it's going to take time to analyze as even he knows. And here's what he had to say on Meet the Press.
We don't have all the details. It sure looks like the way they're suppressing speech, the way they're suppressing crowds, the way in which people are being treated, that there's some real doubt about that. I don't think we're in a position to say. It was surprising that the assertion was he won by, what, 60-some percent of the vote. And so I think we have to wait and see. But it didn't seem on its face to be as clear cut. 70% of the vote comes out of the city. That's not Ahmadinejad's strong place. The idea he could get, 68 or whatever percent of the vote and in a circumstance like that seems unlikely. Our interests are the same before the election as after the election. And that is we want them to cease and desist from seeking a nuclear weapon and having one in his possession. And secondly, to stop supporting terror. That's why we've joined with the so-called P5 plus one. We've laid out to the Iranian regime what it is that we, the P5 plus one, are prepared to talk about. And if there are talks, we are, it's something that is going to be done with a regime.
And, of course, there's protests all over the place, 2 days of protests. A lot of the younger people in Iran were pushing for reform, so there were signs and, as I said, protests and all that sort of stuff. Now, here's the key. You heard what Biden had to say, and there'll be reaction, of course, from Obama and reaction from those on the Hill, etc. But what about Israel? Here's the key thing, because, remember, our buddy is Israel, right? As was once again mentioned in that Cairo speech that President Obama gave a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so in this new poll, Israelis say they're open to bombing Iran's nukes. But what's the official call from Israel? Well, Israel had absolutely no illusions about this election, right? On the candidates, there wasn't actually some giant differences. Because if the reformer had, quote, won, according to Israel, pretty much Tehran still would have posed a threat, and that's the bottom line. So will we ultimately see, you know, love and peace and everybody coming together in these two states, as was talked about a couple of weeks ago? I don't know. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, yes, that he is open to those discussions. But what about Iran? You have a guy now reelected who doesn't even think that the Holocaust exists, thinks it is just a figment of the people's imaginations, and in Israel they dreamed it up. So this is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out on the world stage. I think that any world leader behind closed doors would have obviously said what we say and what we've said here on America Tonight. It was inevitable that this guy was going to get elected, and that, wink, wink, probably the results would be maybe a little tampered with. So there are very few, I think, that really are excited about this reelection in reality. Like Karzai, of course, the president of Afghanistan, which borders on Iran, and that's obviously a key relationship for Karzai. He called Ahmadinejad to congratulate him. Of course he did. And you've got two Muslim nations there that you're talking about, Afghanistan and Iran. And their relationship was fine and obviously will continue to probably be the same, will go along that same way. In fact, Karzai's view is that they have a very good relationship, and this will just get extended and will get stronger during his second term. Now, there weren't just protests in Tehran. There were protests on Sunday in all kinds of cities: London, Paris, New York, Sydney, Berlin, Washington, Chicago, L.A., and Toronto. Some of them kind of small events, and some of them bigger events. And a lot of Iranian people live in some of those areas. Like, there's like, I think, 100,000 people, 100,000 Iranians who live in London. So what will happen is the demonstrations die down, and then let's see what Washington has to say. And what about these negotiations? And what about nuclear enrichment? Nothing has changed as far as that's concerned, right? So Israel is saying, the Israel's prime minister is calling for this to work out between the Palestinian state and the others. But will that actually become a reality? And how much of a thorn is Ahmadinejad in the side of Benjamin Netanyahu and some others who don't want him in this position? Other things happening over the weekend, I mentioned a couple of them. We'll get to sports shorts a little bit later in the show. I think one of the big shockers had to be Leon Panetta saying that he truly believes, I mean, he's not joking about this, he truly believes that Dick Cheney is wishing that there would be an attack on U.S. soil so he could say, ah, I told you so, see what this president's done, look at the Gitmo situation, look at the release of the memos, etc. But do you really think deep down the former VP wants to see another attack on U.S. soil? 800-259-5791. We'll talk more about that and some other things on the flip side.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit spent carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Outside of our borders for a few, shall we? Hope you had a great weekend. And I mentioned it was Flag Day. You know how I knew that? I kind of knew it anyway because my mother was always big with the whole flag thing when I was a kid. She had a garden. She always had all these flags all over the place. And she gave me a flag, and I got a flag from a wonderful flag from a veteran, too, that I have. And I put it out. I realized it was coming up. But I saw my niece today. She's 4 years old. And as soon as she saw me, Aunt Katie, it's Flag Day. It's Flag Day. And she was so excited, waving her flag. I think for 2 hours she held that flag up. It was terrific. I said, you know what this flag's about? And then she shook her head. Yeah, that's the United States of America. Very good. So anyway, while we're talking about Flag Day and what that represents for Americans, it's interesting in Iran. As I mentioned, not everybody really thrilled with Ahmadinejad being reelected. And, of course, the whole idea was, well, we need to reform, you know, we need to have a relationship with the United States, all that other sort of stuff. But really, if you looked into the other candidates, almost verbatim, a lot of things were very, very similar. Of course, we wouldn't know because the challenger didn't get in. And you know that the Ayatollah, of course, the Ayatollahs have the most power. So it was inevitable that Ahmadinejad was going to be the guy that was going to get the victory. The results, believable or not, well, doesn't matter. He's in. So there's protests, and they're cracking down on what's happening with the protesters. You saw a couple of people clubbed over the head. I was watching some of the video of it. Nasty stuff, right? And in the meantime, you have, as I mentioned before, the prime minister, you've got Benjamin Netanyahu, who's endorsing this whole Palestinian independence thing. But the worry and the concern with the nutball, of course, is with the nukes and the whole idea of the enrichment process, right? So in the meantime, in another corner of the world, you have North Korea saying, with Kim Jong-il, who is rather ill, and I know I've mentioned this before, that probably one of the two sons takes over, which one, who knows. But now North Korea, they just don't care. What they're saying out of North Korea is, look, we're going to weaponize the plutonium, period, end of story. I mean, they are flat out warning of a nuclear war. So there's no even covering it up, hiding it. I mean, it's just massive in your face. That's how North Korea is, right? This is a huge, trust me, headache for Obama. Because he's got talks coming up this week, with the South Korea government, right? And, of course, what are the talks about? The Norse missile and nuclear programs. So, ultimately, the South is a little bit afraid because they don't want problems with North Korea. It's a dicey situation. Just look at a map, and you look at Japan, you look at China, and, of course, you look at South Korea. But in the official Korean Central News Agency newspaper, they claim that that there is no doubt that the direction they are going is that they are going to step up their atomic bomb-making program. They don't care about the UN sanctions. Here's what our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to say.
The North Koreans' continuing provocative actions are deeply regrettable. They have now been denounced by everyone. They have become further isolated. And it is not in the interests of the people of North Korea for that kind of isolation to continue.
All right, I'm sure I've said this before in the show. Remember I told you you have a list. Who are the list of people? You just don't trust them, right? Well, of course, there are obvious people on the list. And Kim Jong-il would make the list, and Ahmadinejad would make the list. But of the two spots, the hot spots, and they're not the only hot spots, but of the two now where we're getting the most noise, North Korea or Iran, which one scares you the most as an American? Which one do you think that we're going to have to get seriously even more involved in this situation? Well, of course, in Iran, you think of the soldiers that we have leaving Baghdad, and then more doubling up in Afghanistan. The situation in Pakistan is a hornet's nest. The accusations that have gone back and forth between who's supplying some of the missiles and things that we've seen to the Iranians, or the Iranians supplying some of those, rather, to the enemies, of course, of the Iraqis, etc. And it's a nightmare. I mean, it's a Pandora's box, because how do you close the box? That's what at least Obama was trying to do in the Cairo speech, to sort of flip an attitude or two. With North Korea, you're not flipping any attitudes. I don't think you're doing it in Iran either, but you're definitely not doing it in North Korea. I mean, even over the weekend, North Korea's foreign ministry threatened war on any country. Screw you, United States. Screw you, Britain, anyone else. I mean, they don't care who it is. On any country that dared to stop their ships on the seas under the new sanctions approved by the UN Security Council on Friday, because that was the punishment from the latest nuclear test. Is it just idle threats, or is it real? I'd have to think that it's a gigantic setback. In fact, if it's about the conversation and, okay, we got to figure out a way, meaning other countries and those in dealing with North Korea or Iran, you got to figure out a way to deal with the situation diplomatically. Who are we closer to dealing with diplomatically, North Korea or Iran? I'd have to think with North Korea. I mean, this is a huge setback, the things that have been said, certainly. This idea of reining in the nuclear ambitions of that country, I don't think so. You had the second nuclear test the end of May. The first time was a couple of years ago. And they keep saying they're enriching uranium to provide fuel for their light water reactor, right? But it was the first public, and this just happened, as I said, it was the first public acknowledgement the North is running a uranium enrichment program in addition to the plutonium-based programs, okay? So follow me. Follow me, okay? I don't want to lose you. The two materials, of course, are key ingredients in making atomic bombs. And then with North Korea, you have the situation with the two Americans and trying to get their release. As Clinton said last week, they're keeping them very separate, two different things. Gore on a mission to try to do what he could. But I still think they're pawns in this situation in some way. And if this continues to ramp up with North Korea, I don't see how you get them out of there anyway. I'm gonna say North Korea right now is the stickier situation. Even though I still wouldn't keep Ahmadinejad out of my sight. No way, no how. You might disagree. You can flip me an email, americatonight.net. And why do you care? You say, Kate, there's so much going on here in the United States. People are losing jobs. What about this nonsense with too much, is there too much government interference in things? Are they owning too much? Should we be worried? What about health care? Absolutely. But you can't completely ignore what's happening in some of these other neighborhoods because it does affect us. First of all, because of Americans being close to some of those situations, even just the military folks, if you want to take it that way. And if nukes are fired, we're involved. I don't care, and I hope this doesn't happen in my lifetime. I don't care, and that may sound naive. I hope it doesn't happen anywhere, but I hope it doesn't happen out of Iran. I hope it certainly doesn't happen out of North Korea either. Disastrous. Absolutely disastrous. Hey, I promise we will lighten the load a little bit later in the show and talk about controversy that's happening here in the United States. David Letterman making a crack about Sarah Palin's daughter. Sarah Palin saying it was basically, and we'll play the whole thing out for you, but Sarah Palin saying it was her 14-year-old daughter that he was taking the crack at when he then countered back and was saying, of course I wouldn't say 14-year-old girl, you don't know what I'm talking about, because it was a crack he made about Palin's daughter being knocked up by A-Rod. So here's the thing. When there's controversy, there seems to be ratings that follow along behind it. Might be a little heat for a while, but there seems to be ratings that come on the heels of something like those kind of comments. But fair or foul, we'll talk about it. Also coming up, I mentioned this before, the Daily Salute. You're going to love, love, love the Daily Salute. And a shout out to Ed, Bill, and Bob, who all emailed me three times over the weekend to tell me that it was very cold in Chicago. And I'm thinking, what, are you kidding? This is the best time to be in the Windy City. And I must have been talking about making an annual trip up to Chicago to go see the Cubs. But so far, pretty chilly in the 50s, hey? Mike Michalowicz, the toilet paper entrepreneur, joining us next.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level. It's so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten.
Come on, how much do we talk about trying to go out there and just go for it? What do I say? At least once a night for the past 3 years, grab the brass ring. And now, if ever, this is the time to do it. If you are a budding entrepreneur, just go for it, right? Mike Michalowicz joining us now. He is the toilet paper entrepreneur. That's what I'm calling him. That's the name of his book, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. And he has some really unconventional ways of establishing a company, looking at a company, and I think things that straight out of the box really work or would work for a lot of people. And it is very late, as I am an East Coast chick, and I know, very late on the East Coast, so we appreciate him hanging late with us. Do we have some applause from the live studio audience, please? Sweet. See, Letterman doesn't get that kind of an audience response. He has to prompt them even more. Mike, thanks for hanging. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
Are you, like, pumped full of Java right now?
Oh, my Lord. I have so much coffee flowing through my veins. It's obscene.
All right, first thing, because I know people, you know, are listening to us all over the country, in Illinois, in California, in Florida, et cetera. And, the toilet paper entrepreneur, clever, clever name. Tell us what a toilet entrepreneur is.
Well, the idea was that sometimes we get stuck with just three sheets. And I wanted to take that scenario and apply it to business. And what happens, though, when we get stuck with three sheets in life, you know, we don't give up. We root through the garbage can. We do whatever it takes to succeed. But there's a sin going on, I think, in entrepreneurship, and many of us feel we're stuck with the proverbial three sheets, but we just give up. We can't do it. But if we apply that philosophy where necessity is the mother of invention, where we use ingenuity, we don't need a full roll of cash or a full Rolodex of contacts. It's with ingenuity, good old bootstrapping, passion and persistence that small businesses will grow successfully, particularly in this economy.
Oh, I totally agree. And don't you think this actually is really a good time to start your own thing?
Oh, yeah. I'd actually argue it's the best time. It sounds absurd to say that, but so many competitors that existed prior to the economic turndown that were running inefficiently, weren't really doing their best, they were still skirting by, but now they're gone. But the other thing is the new competitive startups, if you're starting a business, they're just as afraid as you are, and they're sitting in the corner sucking their thumb right now. So you have less competitors that are established, and you have less people that are starting up. So hands down, this is the better time to get started.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to give a couple of quick tips out there. Somebody has an idea. See, I think it's – you said it, the passion, and I think it's the drive, too, because a lot of people have ideas, but – it's like I grew up in, one of those Irish back east families, and my grandfather would say, don't talk about it, just do it, because that's what Irish people do. They talk about it all day long. And I think people sometimes have good ideas, and they do. They talk about it all day long, but they never, ever take the first couple of steps. So what would you say is the first step if you had that idea?
Yes. So the first step is surround yourself with people that have been there and done that. Not necessarily your idea, but have successfully grown a business. I think it's very easy to go back into our routine of not doing something. The great idea comes up. We tell some of our friends that have never grown a business, and they say, are you crazy? And we say, yes, I am crazy. I'm not going to do this. That was foolish for me even to think that. Conversely, if you have a great idea and you go to successful business men and women, they will tell you. She will say, I've been there. It's easy. Go for it. And he will say the same. And by surrounding yourself with people that have been there and done that, it becomes this motivating, this kind of upward spiral or snowball effect to getting started.
Yeah. And you say this, too, and you say this because people can go to your website, toiletpaperentrepreneur.com, obviously. And you say, it's a misconception. People think you have to be Donald Trump or you have to have massive investors to get something launched, but that's not true.
It's not true. And you know what the downside is I call them media darlings. And the media darlings are the few stories, Google, Donald Trump, Mary Kay Ash, these few stories that you hear that these people are so successful, it seems impossible. If you're not a billionaire by age 18, you can't have the next Facebook. So there's other stories out there, and that's what I call the toilet paper entrepreneur stories, of people that are bootstrapping, that are using ingenuity and passion to get by, but you'll never see them in the media because they're only growing $3 or $5 or $10 million companies, which, by the way, is huge. That's a great lifestyle. But they're not these mega successes that the media picks up. So you have to look in your own community and find people through your Chamber of Commerce or through some other mechanisms or through your local media and so forth, and find people that have grown businesses successfully and ask them to sit with you, to grab a lunch with you, to have a cup of coffee, and you'll be surprised at how willing they're to share not only their story, but kind of their formula of how they got to where they did and motivate you to get there too.
Yeah, and you, you've got a company or that you've got something that you're involved with called Obsidian Launch. Explain that.
Yeah, so I've had a few companies. I've grown three companies. I've sold a couple, and went to the Fortune 500. And out of this came Obsidian Launch, which is a hybrid between a venture firm, venture capital, and an incubator. So what we do is we invest small amounts of money in companies, but we also incubate them, so we surround them with staff that have already grown successful businesses. We let the entrepreneur really excel in what they do.
Oh, yeah, boy, that's great. And it's probably so helpful because I think you said it right there. Everybody needs people to lean on to get advice from, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, we all know this. No one's great at everything, unfortunately, many of us. Including myself, sometimes we can do everything, but we really can't. So I think the real success is you got to find. Actually, I talk about this in my book, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. And we got to find what I call our super strength. There's one or two things that we're really strong at. And it's usually, by the way, a combination of different strengths. So we may be good at public speaking, but we also may be very funny, and we may have some other skills too. But you blend those together, and you should be using some sense of humor in your public speaking, and that becomes your super strength that makes you very unique.
Yeah.
And so we need to exploit our super strengths and then surround ourselves with other people that have strengths where we are weak. And you put that together, and that becomes a very formidable team. And a company that inevitably will be a very successful company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is it true, too, that you did all kinds of crazy things to get yourself to the position you're in? And you say it in your book, obviously, but one of the things that you did was that you lived in a retirement village?
Yeah, when I got started, I started my first company when I was 24, but I also was married and already had a three-year-old son. So I got an early start in life, and my wife and I, my son, we didn't have any savings, but I had the entrepreneurial call. So when you have no money, you know, the toilet paper entrepreneur finds a way. Many people would just give up and say, I don't have money, I can't start a business. But instead I got, this ingenuity and researched out ways of finding a safe place. And sure enough, we found a retirement home that would let us in. It was a safe place to live and it was very affordable. And, while I did live with people that were between 80 and dead, it was probably the best place we could be for the time. And it started that foundation of always thinking outside the box and doing unexpected things to survive and ultimately to thrive.
Yeah, and obviously that worked out for you, and that sounds crazy to some people, but what is that the craziest thing you did? What's the craziest thing you did to make it?
I wouldn't say there's anything particularly that would just blow your mind, but I have done and would do everything. Here's one little trick I've used, and actually it really comes into play nowadays, is I could not afford advertising. I couldn't run Yellow Pages. I had a computer company. I couldn't run Yellow Page ads. This was pre-website, by the way, but it still applies now. So what I did was I looked at all of my competitors in the Yellow Pages and found that some of them had gone out of business. This was back in 96. A lot of them are going out of business today. And I started calling on the numbers that went out of business, and sure enough, those numbers were disconnected. So then I called the local phone company and had those phone numbers redirected to me for like $5. And my phone started ringing off the hook because my competitors that no longer existed were having these calls coming in from people finding them on the Yellow Pages. So I just redirected it to me because they were out of business. And that was a great way to pick up a lot of business when you can't afford advertising. And actually, I recommend people do it now because there's so many companies going out of business that have websites that are still running or are running Yellow Page ads, and there's all these empty phone numbers that are getting customers calling that aren't being answered. Just pick up those numbers and redirect them to you, and you'll get a tremendous dearth of business.
Yeah, no kidding. I know you lecture at a lot of different places. You obviously do the public speaking thing, and you go on television and radio shows and all that sort of stuff. But what would you like to see be the next step in your life?
Well, I really want the toilet paper entrepreneur to become more than a book. I really want it to become a movement. I want people to be proud to say that they are toilet paper entrepreneurs, that they're proud that they don't necessarily, that they're not using money and investors to move ahead, but they're using ingenuity and innovation to push ahead. And then for me personally, I just did the pilot episode of a new reality show I'm hosting called Bailout. So for me, it'd be nice if NBC or Fox picks up, they're looking at it now, and that would be kind of a cool next step.
Yeah, no kidding. Good luck with that. Mike, thanks for hanging late with us. As I said before, we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you down the road again on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mike Michalowicz, the toilet paper entrepreneur. Some of you listening, you know, he might have given you some good ideas. I think he's right. Certainly the Yellow Pages for a lot of businesses that would work. What a smart, savvy little trick that is. Coming up around the bend, let's dive into sports shorts because there was a lot of things that happened in the world of sports over the weekend. Hang with us.
Yeah. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
For the play in the first period, Billy Guerin taking the puck away from Datsu. There it was Datsu taken away from Crosby. Good positionally there by Datsu in his own zone. Oh, he
gets away from it. If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
By the way, on Friday, I am taking the Young Guns.
I'm going old school. I like the Red Wings.
Played right back along by his defense partner, Scuderi. Swatted back out into 2-on-1 developing. Moving in as Talbot up the lane. A shot! He scores! Talbot with 2 goals in the game, and it's 2-0.
So we're going with the teams closest to our ages, then.
Shots along the half court, set on by Samuelson. Filpula sent it there, and Hudler is able to turn. Jams it back through Filpula to Lidstrom. Sends it across for a shot!
You're right. So you go with the young guns, and I go with the old school guys.
Campbell Goff comes to the point. Rafalski shoots. Knocked down in the man. Scramble. Lipson shoots it. A tremendous save by Fleury. They've done it. The Penguins have done it. Sidney Crosby and the Penguins have won the Stanley Cup.
Superstar. Then have no fear. The camera's here. And the microphone's. You better wear your shades. The spotlights here can burn holes through the stage. Down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid. And out through China, nearly misses airliners. Magnified times five. This is pointed at the rhyme. Ricochets off the moon and sets the forest ablaze.
Ah, well, I get to eat crow. A little bit, anyway. Thank goodness Fox isn't listening to this broadcast or The Fan in New York City, and it's a great chance for young Matt Johnson to gloat over his prediction. It was the Young Guns, and the interesting thing is that the Penguins had to overcome pretty much the loss of Sidney Crosby. And if you look at this, I mean, 2-1, Game 7, Fleury with an incredible stop in just the final moment, seconds really on the clock. So the Penguins were the underdogs, and they did it again. So instead of the Wings becoming the NHL's first repeat champion since, what, winning titles in 97 and 98, it was all about the Penguins, baby. It was their party on ice. So, wow. I mean, just tremendous. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And, yeah. And the Wings, they just go home. What are they going to do? They are nudged out. A very tough loss for, I think, the Red Wings, but a huge win for the, man, for the Penguins. And that save across the crease by Fleury, who denied Lindstrom with, what was it, 1 second. I went back and looked at this. 1 second on the clock. It's just absolutely tremendous. And then you think of the game where he was pulled, where he was getting shellacked. What was it, 5-0 in that game 5. So this is more than vindication anyway, but just incredible. So you had to like that moment, Matt, when they were lifting the cup, because for everybody listening to us, it was a night off for America tonight, and I was out, and I got a text message from Matt that the Young Guns had done it, and of course I was watching the tail end of it, but I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
you started early.
I had to let you know the celebration was going on. I was watching with a couple buddies. We were all cheering and high-fiving each other because here in the state of hockey, Minnesota, we are not fans of Detroit Red Wings, who claim to be hockey.
The state of hockey.
We're the state of hockey.
Hockey town is, you know, somebody from Detroit will argue all day.
That's hockey town.
Michigan.
We're the state of hockey. We're an entire state, not some little town.
But what happened to your team?
Oh, we'll come back next year. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Hey, we've had 8 years, I believe, of consecutive sellouts. We've never not sold out a game here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul.
Yeah,
since we
that
got hockey
true.
Back. So we're on a roll here, but the main point of the story is the Young Guns did prevail, and Sid the Kid has the championship, but he didn't finish the game. So
no.
Maybe a little controversy as to whether or not he actually did it. Was it more of Malkin who prevailed, or was it Crosby too, you know?
Yeah, I think it was a combination. I would say a combination. And then, of course, the Fleury save was gigantic. I mean, you can't say enough about that. That's when the goaltender thrives and makes the difference. That's what they're there for. That's it, man. To stop that shot the way he did, it would have made a difference. Who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, it was definitely a huge save.
Yeah.
And I thought they actually had scored at first just because there was so
too.
Much like cheering and everything going on. And you couldn't see where the puck went because he just dove across the crease, like you said. And it was a crazy moment, and the young goaltender showed a lot of poise in the
Oh,
net.
Absolutely.
Especially after
absolutely.
Getting shellacked 5-0, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Coming back in a big, strong way. And since I have a family member who, we've talked about this before, who was a goaltender for the Flyers when I was a kid, I know all about the goaltending pressures, and that was huge for him to come up with that one. Absolutely, no question about it. How about the Lakers? Sweet. Kobe Bryant with his fourth. Here's the tail end of that game against the Magic.
There's the final seconds as the buzzer sounds. It's official. The Lakers are NBA champions once again. L.A. wins the 2009 NBA title.
It's surreal to watch this thing count down, see these guys out on the floor carry the day. They did such a good job in the second half, from actually the middle of the second quarter, carrying this game home. It's all about them. I'll smoke a cigar tonight in memory of Red. He was a great guy. I'll smoke a cigar in memory of him.
I mean, we really worked so hard as a group. You know, we sacrificed so much. We put in so much time, so much effort. And, you know, it just feels unbelievable to get here with a group of guys that are like brothers to me. And, you know, we can all enjoy this together.
Well, just for the challenge of it. I mean, it's so tough.
you know, to win a championship, they have to start over from scratch. I mean, we started over from scratch, and, you know, here we are again, and this really feels like a dream. I mean, it doesn't even feel real right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real, and that was 10 for Phil Jackson. He mentioned about smoking one for Red Auerbach. Of course, he surpassed him with his wins. That's amazing. 10 for Kobe, as I just said. 1, 2, 3, 4 for him. A numbers game, and that's it right there. The Lakers really just took this game, and that was it. It wasn't close. Now, there's the difference. In the one finals, we show you the Stanley Cup, and it was heart-pounding, boom, right down to the last second on the clock. Couldn't get more thrilling in a Game 7. In this case, at Amway Arena in Orlando, couldn't probably be more disappointing. The Lakers really took this one and ran away with it pretty much. Maybe not in the first quarter, but then in the second quarter, they put up 30 big points to 18 for Orlando. And, of course, then it was just a stroll at the back end of this game. I mean, Kobe Bryant was just elated, obviously, and so was Phil Jackson. And this was one without Shaquille O'Neal, and for him, because that's always the take, whereas, you know, Shaquille's not there and all that other sort of thing. So he gets his fourth. Jackson gets his tenth. That was really the main storyline. And this is interesting. There was a city councilwoman, typical, in Los Angeles complaining that $1 million was too bloody much to have to pay for the Lakers parade. Why should they have to pay for that? Well, of course, California's in all kinds of trouble financially. But at the same time, I've never heard a city complain about having to embrace a champion, and there was a complaint before the game was played. It was last week. So who knows who's paying for that parade? I don't know if it's going to be the city. Maybe one of the millionaires on the floor. Here's the good thing. The good thing is for Orlando, I think they had some chances and they did. They blew it, but they got there at least. Of course, as somebody who's covered massive amounts of professional athletes, they don't care about that. They want to win. Maybe this brings them back stronger next year. Who knows? And I think it's because some of the earlier games that they blew, that they let the Lakers back in, that was it. They gave them just way too much room. So no surprise, Kobe Bryant, he was averaging 32 points. He was the finals MVP, and so now he shuts out all the sports talk conversation about can he win without Shaquille O'Neal, without the tandem, and obviously he did it. So 15 for the Lakers as a franchise. Wow, 15. Don in Wyoming, I'm sure, won't be happy about that, as he called us last week to say anybody in Wyoming certainly isn't thrilled about the Lakers because they've stood in the way of Utah for many, many, many times. All right, whether it's three sheets or a brass ring, now is the time to go ahead and do one of those two things. If you're an entrepreneur, you heard us earlier talking to the toilet paper entrepreneur, just have the gusto and go for it, baby.